Kerbal said, good vach, hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Nun Aleph. We are here on daf Nun Amud Beis, about 7-8 lines up by the two dots. Excuse me, if you remember, yesterday we started talking about Bor. Haven't really talked about Bor so much yet in the Masechta, right here and there, but now we started really getting to the Bor Sugyos. And we had said we had quoted a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in terms of what the Bor, when it kills an animal, what are we being mechayev the owner for? So Rav had said the boar, right, that kills an animal is for the hevel, it's for the bad air that somehow suffocated or, you know, whatever, the animal, where it fell, when it fell there. And Shmuel says it's also for the impact, also for the chaboto, also for the impact for the fact that the shore got, you know, hit its head or hit whatever, and the impact killed it as well. So now the Gemara at the two dots, right, a bit of a weird two dots, but the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, right, on both Rav and Shmuel, and then we'll go right through this topic. Tanan with another Mishnah. In that case, we're going to be potter, right? What's going on? If it was less than 10 tefachim, right, and so one of these animals fell into the pit and it died, so the guy's going to be potter. But if it was damaged, then he's going to be chayef. So Kumar says, Nafal atoko shor chamor mace potter, my time. Why are we saying that if the ditch is 3 tefachim deep, why are we saying that the animal died, right? Why are we saying that the guy who dug the pit is potter? Because it must be there is no impact. Right, and but even right, that's against both Rav and Shmuel. It must be that the impact is minimal. Right, that's against Rav and Shmuel because both of them said, right, that they're going to be chayiv through through the hevel. Right, okay, there's no impact. Why should the impact matter? Right, why should it matter how big it is? Right, if there's still hevel, so the Gemara says no, lo mishum deles behevel. No, it means, right, the since it's not deep enough, there is no hevel. It's not the impact is nothing, that there is no hevel, there is no bad air. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, well, if that's true, imuzak bochayiv, halas behevel. What do you mean? But how could he be chayiv for damages, right? There's no bad air. So the Gemara says, Amri, they answered, ain hevel lamisa v'yish hevel l'nezik. And apparently there's enough bad air, right, to damage the animal and make it sick or whatever and cause some sort of injury. But, right, that is not kasha on either Rav, right, or Shmuel. Gemara tells a story. Who tarred enough for La Risa de Dloy and Shachte Mare? So the case is that a shore fell into a ditch, one of these La Risa ready for irrigation, and it was 6 Tvachim deep, Rashi says. If you look at, meaning 6 Tvachim meaning is Amuka Ama, really, Rashi says, right? It's an Ama deep, right? An Ama is 6 Tvachim. Good. So, and what happened was, Shachti Mari, right, and the master shachted it, because he was like, all right. So, and Tarfei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made it a trefa. Right? Again, Pasha says, right, a trefa is an animal that's going to die eventually. And Rav Nachman said, you shachted it, fell into a ditch, right, you shachted it, right, it's a trefa, it's not kosher. And Amar Rav Nachman said, Ishakal Mari Dehai Torah, if the owner of that shore, Shaka, would have taken kava de kimcha, right, a kav, which is a small amount of flour, right, v'ozel, and meaning a small amount of value of the flour, v'ozel tanabe midrash, and went to learn the base medrash, im shasa me'es la'es kashera. And he would have learned the halacha that all he had to do was wait 24 hours and see if the animal was going to make it, and then he would have lost. I mean, then he would, if he hadn't shucked his animal, he could have just waited 24 hours. That was his out. He didn't have to shuck the animal right away. So lo afsi the Torah to shuck kamakabe. Otherwise, he wouldn't have lost the shore that's worth many kav. Meaning, if this guy had only gone to the base marriage to learn, or at least come and ask a shayla right before shuckling it so fast, he would have been able to save his shore and would have figured out, right, maybe if it lasted 24 hours, then, right, he wouldn't have, he would have been okay. So the Gemara just, or the shore would have been okay. So Gemara is just, the implication is, apparently he holds there's some sort of chabata, some sort of injury, right, the hitting that the shore got when it hit the bottom, right, apparently there is some sort of legitimate impact over there. Because otherwise it wouldn't have been a trefa. This Gemara says, Esri Rav Elav Nachman said, 1 second. Hayu pechuz me'asar tzvachum enos togo shor ochomor v'me'esu potter. Again, we just quoted that a second ago. My time alav isham d'les b'chavata. Gemara says, "Lo, mishum delas behavala." Get back, same kash we had back and forth right before. You tell me there's no chabata, no injury when it falls. What about this case where it's less than 10 tefachim? It's going to be potter, right? Implication is no injury, no chabata. So the Gemara says, "No, really, there is no hevla." So the Gemara says again, "Hachi, huzu bochayev halas behavala." Right? So again, Amarlay ain hevel misa of the yesh hevel in Ezekiel. We get the same answer as we gave before. Right, that is because of the Heva. Esve, again, another kasha, honor of Nachman. Again, who had said, right, the Yish Chavata, apparently he holds that there's some sort of Chavata, some sort of injury, right, that the Shor will get less than 10 Tefachim. Basis, Kila Hayegavo Eshte Komos, when they used to stone somebody, the cliff they pushed him off was 2 stories tall. And the goal was, right, for the guy, obviously, when you give someone Skilo, you want him to die in the first impact. Right, because you know that's the best it's a clean death, as we'll see in a second. So Gemara says, "V'tani alav komo shalo harikan shalosh." Right, again, with a man, if a man is, let's say, 1 story tall, so that means that the fall is 3 stories tall. If you tell me that there is an impact, right, with less than 10 tefachim, right, so why do you need it to be 2 stories tall? Just let it be 6 tefachim, and it'll hit his head and. And hopefully that'll knock him out. So Gemara says, "L'tameich." According to that, Navid Asara. Well, you should at least make it only 10. Meaning, if you're telling me that a shore falls into a pit that's 10 tefachim, right, he's going to die. It's going to kill it. So also for stoning a person, right, you should also need it to be 10 tefachim. So I'd rather no. The reason that it was 2 stories tall, right, is Kiddur of Nachman. It's like Rav Nachman, Damar of Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. Fascinating drasha. Amar Karl Puzik says. Famous pasuk, "After lerecha kamocha," right? Love your brother as yourself. What do you think? What do we always talk about? After lerecha kamocha. Uncle Moshe sings, "Zekla gadol b'Torah," right? Love your fellow like yourself. What do you think you're darshing out from that in the Gemara? Do keep it aveim. Invite your friend over for a meal. Make sure he's got loan him some money if he needs. No, the Gemara darshins out, "Borolo misa yafe." Choose for your friend, right? A nice death, a clean death, a good death. Therefore, we're gonna push him off a cliff that's a little bit higher, right, so that he'll die on impact, hopefully. The Gemara says, "Well, yachi nagba tre." Well, then go even higher. Right, what do you mean, 2 stories, right? You want to make sure he dies on impact, drop him off, Mount Everest. The Gemara says, "No, mishum de minuvo," because that's gross. I mean, that's already, it's going to splatter like Mortal Kombat on the floor. Right, that's already, that's inappropriate. That's not kavadik for the, as Rashi says, his limbs are going to break off. That's already not kavadik for the mace. So that already is too much. Asri, another kashan Rav Nachman, Pazik says, "Ki yipol no fal mimenu." That you got to make a fence, the halach of a makeh, a bagagecha, right? You have to make a makeh, a bagagecha, that you have to make a fence around your roof, because chas v'shalom, someone should fall. So Gemara Darshan's, "Mimenu v'lo besocho," meaning we don't want him to fall off the roof, but we're not concerned necessarily that he'll fall into the roof. What does that mean? So Gemara says, "Kate, how would that work?" So high service is Rabban Gavoa Manu Asar Tzvachim. Let's say this guy, right, he's on a mountain, right? We live in Harnof, so you can imagine this pretty easily. Let's say Rishus Rabim, right, is 10 tefachim above this guy's porch, right, or this guy's roof. And so, like, if you want, so you could theoretically step off of Rishus Rabim, right, and take a 10 tefachim drop onto this guy's roof, right? And if that happens, so the guy's potter, right? He's not obligated to deal with that. But if it's deeper, if Rishus Rabim is 10 tefachim underneath the roof, meaning the guy's got a roof, and then you fall down right in front of his house, it's like most houses, right? Again, from the roof down to the bottom is more than 10 tefachim, certainly. So if then at that point, right, if he falls off the roof, he's going to be Chayef. And again, same kasha. If you tell me that there's some sort of injury that happens at less than 10 tefachim, so why do you need 10 tefachim? I should need a fence around every size roof. So he says, "Shani bayis kol pakos me'asara lav bayisu." No, he says, because that's a house. I mean, that house is different. Because anytime you have less than 10 tefachim, right? How tall is 10 tefachim? It's 2 feet maybe. That's not a house. I mean, again, the Torah says, you need a makel kagecha, right, on the roof of your house, right? The Torah darshan's. And then not, because the pasuk says over here, just quote on the side, "Ki sivne bayis chadash." I see some makel gagecha, Right? It has to be a house, right? And therefore, that's not a house. So, yeah, okay, if that's true, Gemara says, Ashanami, Davi me Avroi Asara, Dalmine Tikka Maziva, Megavoy lo Havi Asara. But one second. But if it's 10 Tvachim on the outside, right, what about this? You have the thickness of the roof and the paint, and there's all the type of side. If it's really only 10 Tvachim on the inside, eventually at some point it won't be 10 Tvachim. Why would that be a house? So I'm like, in a very small house, but why wouldn't that be a house? So Kumar says, that must be a case where inside you dug down into the ground so that there is ten tefachim inside the house. Kumar says, okay, that's true. Ki lo havi nami avrei asara, meshkach zod havi migavai asara, ki go in the chak be tvei. Well, so too, you could have a case where the house is not ten tefachim on the outside, but the guy dug into the ground, right, and then more than the house was. Right, and to get to the proper amount. But now, right again, if you dug into the ground and the house inside is 10 tefachim, so now the outside of the house, i.e., the roof, is not 10 tefachim from the floor. So why would that be potter? So Gemara says, Ella, you're right. In a chanami, I had a time under Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's shita is that Sofri holds me kresed Torah la'ara kama have arba. Apparently, Rav Nachman does some math. And he says that how much room, kresa, from the stomach, kresa, of the Torah, of the shore, to the ground, it's four tefachim, right, from the stomach, right, of the shore to the bottom. Right, arisa d'dolei kamar havi, how deep is the ditch, this irrigation ditch? Shisa, it's six tefachim. So ha'asara, apparently that's ten. Shkachet debei ka mechavet me'asara u'de ka mechavet. So apparently when the shore drops to the bottom, its stomach hit from 10 tefachim up, and therefore, right, again, then it's 10 tefachim is the limit to be able to cause, meaning 10 tefachim and up is going to be cause a misa, but not less than that. So Gemara says, I el masizin de katani ma bor hu kadesh lahamis asar tefachim, av kol sheispo kadesh lahamis asar tefachim. Why does the Mishnah say that you have to have 10 tefachim? Maybe she's a namisagya. Six apparently is enough. So the Gemara says, Amri, they said masizin de ingar labor. Okay, the Mishnah is talking about where the shore kind of slides in or rolls in on its stomach. Meaning it wasn't standing, and kind of, it was tumbling down the hill or whatever, and then it dropped straight down. So that has to be 10 tefachim in a chanami. If the shore is just standing on it and the stomach is 4 tefachim off the ground, then you only need a pit that's going to be 6 tefachim to complete the 10, and that would give the proper shear to kill. Okay. Borshel Shnei Shutfin, says the Mishnah. New Mishnah, Borshel Shnei Shutfin. If you have a pit that belongs to two people, and obviously the first thing we have to do in the Gemara is figure out how in the world, where do you have a case where a pit is owned by two people, a bor is owned by two people? Okay. Avar Alav Harishon V'lo Chiseu, V'Hasheni Lo Chiseu, Hasheni Chayev. Right? If two people pass by and don't cover it, the second guy is going to be a Chayev. And the Gemara just explains, Rashi already quotes the Gemara, that it's not that that they just walked past it, but they were using it in some way. Right? The second guy was still there, the first guy left. Right, the second guy is going to be chayiv because the first guy left, assuming right the second guy would take care of business and cover it up, etc. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. Amri, they said, hold on a second. Borshal shnei shutfin hechem shkachas. They have in the world. You have a case of a pit, right, that is owned by two people. So how does that work? So Hinicha is fear that Rabbi Akiva, Damar Bor Bishus Zachayev. Again, if we said yesterday, if you remember, right, we said that Rabbi Akiva holds that a bor in a person's rishus, right, is going to be chayev. Right, again, if you remember, if he's mafkir, right, the lip of the pit or the end, the stuff around it, right, but as long as it's in his own rishus, fine. So Mishkachas Labachas Shoshneim, a bor Shoshneim. Right, you have a case where people jointly own the chutzar, right, and there's a pit in there, so then they have. Right, the what's called, it belongs to both of them. Fifkir rishus and velo ifkir boron, and then they're mafkin, right, the rishus around it, but not the actual pit itself, and that's fine. That's why we did that yesterday. El yisfiru lan bor birshus o potter, but if you hold the bor birshus, right, it's Rabbi Yishmael, right, like it's bor birshus o is potter, so hegi mishkachas lo dechayv ala birshus arabim. Right, so how do you find a case where he's going to be chayv birshus arabim? Birshus arabim bor shashne shufim hegi mishkachas lo. How could you have a pit that is owned by two people and Rishus Rabim? Yeah, nobody owns Rishus Rabim. So what does that mean? Two people? How can it be two people chayiv? Hidi shavu shliach tarvayu. Even if both of them, Gemara tries to figure out a couple of cases. If, let's say, both of them made a shliach, Amilene, they said to him, Zil Karilan, go dig a pit for us. Vazil Karilu, and he went and he did it. So the Gemara says the concept, right, we discussed before, Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. There's no such thing as if you tell someone to go do an Avera and he does it, it's not your problem, it's his problem. He should have listened to Kosh Baruch Hu, not to you. So if one guy dug five Tvachim and the other guy dug a second five Tvachim and it became ten, then the Stakul of Maisa Rishon. So the first one's Maisa is gone, meaning the second guy, right, made it, it was Mashlim to ten, that's his pit. So that's not a pit of Shutfin. As Kumar says, Hanichal Rebbe Viluni Zakin Mishkachas Law. Right, you can find the case according to Rebbe, which we're going to quote in a second. We're going to see that this Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanon in a second. But according to Rebbe, by Nizikin, you can find a case where they have where you have Shnei Shutfin, two people own a pit. El Rebbe Ula Misa, but according to Rebbe, the Gabe Misa, Ula Rabbanon Ben Misa Ben Mizakin and Ben Nizikin, or according to the Rabbanon, I mean Marushach, or regardless of what you're talking about, Hey Chumishkachasla, where you can have a case where two people might own a pit. So Gamar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kagon Shakur Shnei and Chulio Bavazachas, both of them. Right, kind of again, you have a pit that the bore is nine tefachim, right? And they both picked up piece of dirt at the same time. I mean, they both finished. They both were in there, and they both dug right, with their shovels. Right, one half a tefach at the same time from both sides, and then they were mashed them together right to ten tefachim. Right at the same time, that would be a case where both of them right have a joint responsibility, joint ownership for the pit. So the Gemara says just quickly, my Rebbe, well, it's not quickly, but the Gemara says that what we just referenced right between Rebbe and Rabbanan, what is that machlokas? My Rebbe, my Rabbanan, what is that machlokas? The Tanya was learned in Rabbi Yisrael. Echa achover bor tisha ubor achar shlim la'asara achar unchayiv. Right in both in a case, if one guy digs nine tefachim and one guy the second guy finishes it to ten, so the second guy is going to be chayef. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, achar achron lemisa, v'achar shneim lenezikin. It's only for me. That's only true for misa. For both of them are going to be chayef, right? For damages. So that is obviously again the first tanakama, right, is the chachamim, right? If a guy digs nine and the other guy comes. Right, and finishes it. So it's basically the second guy's, regardless, right? It doesn't matter what's going on, Ezekiel or Misa, whether the shore was damaged or killed. Rebbe says you split it. If it's for Misa, then it's only for the last guy. But in Ikanami, both of them would be chayav for damages. So Kumar says, my time of the Rabbanan, what's the Chacham's reason? Right, that belongs to the second guy. Tamakabazi says, Ki yiftach v'chiyechor. Again, we saw this, right? We saw this a little bit yesterday, 2 days ago. Right, what do you mean? The public says Yiftach is open a pit, right, and Yichra is dig a pit. So if a guy is chayav for opening the pit, obviously he's chayav for digging the pit. Again, this talking about a case, if you remember. A guy who finishes off the pit after the one guy dug nine, he finishes off and does ten. So that he has basically removed the first guy from the picture. For Rebbe Amar Lecha, Rebbe would say to you, Hanho, Mitzach Tzrichi. Right, both we need those psukim, right? Kedar Minon, like we said yesterday. And we had a couple of explanations over there. Right, but that probably doesn't teach me that. So the Rabbanan, I'm Mitzach Tzrichi. Aye, but the Rabbanan also agree with what we did yesterday. So I don't have any time in the Rabbanan, really. With the Rabbanan hold, Amar Kra, Ki Yichra, Ish Bor, right, Echa Velo Shnayim. Right, so they take a different Pazuk. Pazuk says, Ki Yichra, Ish Bor, right, one person, right, and not two. So the last guy is going to be Chayef. V'Rebbe, Ahumi Boyla, Ki Yichra, Ish Bor, Velo Shor Bor. Right, Rebbe uses that to teach me that it's only a man who digs a pit, not a shore. I mean, you're not Chayef in a case where the shore dug the pit. For Rabbanan would say, Tre Ishbor Ksivi, says twice, that Ishbor, that the man has to dig the pit. Right, it was twice. All right, so then, right, that's why they have two psukim there, they can teach that, one and not two. For Rabbi, I did the Kazavai, Kazavai. And Rabbi will simply say, no, once the Torah wrote one, right, it wrote another one, just to be clean and the style should be the same. We might do lechuvit basra, dilma lechuvit kama. Okay, so the Chachamim say, right, he says, ki yichra ish bor, one and not two. Echad velu shtayim. That doesn't tell me that the last guy is chayiv. That tells me that one of them is chayiv. So maybe it should be the first guy. This coin says, lo saka daidach. So don't think that. Right, Damakrok, Sepazik says, vamesi yalo. Right, again, if a shore falls in, then the guy gets the dead animal. Ahudika avid misa, we're only talking about the guy who did the death, meaning that the guy who finished it, the 10 tvachim, right? We said that 9 tvachim can't kill a shore normally. Ten Tevachim can, so it makes sense that we're talking about the guy who made it into Ten Tevachim. One second, we need that pasuk for Rava. Damar Rava, Rava says, Shor psul mikdashin shenafal abor poter. If you have a shor that that is not allowed to be become as a korban, right? He has a mum or whatever. So that is going to be potter, right? If he fell into the pit, he's going to be potter. Shema hamesi alo, b'mishem eshalo, right? That this all halacha only happens, right? If the guy can keep the shore, but since he can't have a shore psulim mikdashin, right? He's not allowed to use the shore. Therefore, he's not going to be. He's not going to be chayiv. So Gemara says, Amri, they said, okay, but you could still, right? As Rashi says, you can learn from both of them. Right? You learn both that halacha and this halacha, that again, we're dealing with a situation where the guy was the one who made it able to, who made the boar able to kill, right? So that's going to be the guy who's going to be chayiv. Okay, fine. Tanur Rabbanan will learn the Nebraisa. Echarech over boar asara. Right, one guy digs 10 tefachim. The second guy comes and takes it up to 20. And another guy takes it, well, I guess down, right? Not take it up. But a guy takes it down to 30 tefachim. So kulim chayavim, all of them are chayav. Who, one second. But doesn't the following brisa say? One guy digs 10 tefachim pit, and another guy puts like plaster, right, and kind of some paints the walls and makes it nice, and that kind of shrinks, right, the inside, what is it, the area of the bore, or the airspace, whatever it is. So Achron Chayef, the second guy is going to be Chayef. Now, both pits are 10 Tzvachim, but the first guy, again, when you make it more deadly, right, the first price says that all of them are Chayef. The second one, where you're going to make it kind of more shrinky, right, when you have less, you know, air, makes the bad air, or the Hevel, right, more, that guy's going to be Chayev, and the other guy who dug the 10 Tzvachim is going to be Potter. So how does that work? Lema ha Rebbe ha Rabbanan, is that the Machlokas Rebbe than Rabbanan? Meaning that the first price would be Rebbe, right, who saw that, again, that if you have one guy digs 9, second guy digs one more, right, the first guy is Chayev for Nezikin, right, just with, meaning not the first guy, both of them are Chayev for Nezikin. So lechora that would be the first brisa that is mechayev one guy after another, and the second brisa would be the chachamim, right, again, who hold that it's only one, right, as we said, one guy, not two guys, so it must be the second guy who did the action. Kamei says Amar Rav Zvid Harba Harabanan. Really, both of them are the rabbanan. I can't look Amar Rabbanan Achron chayev el heichad alu avid kama shir misa. And the chachamim only says that the second guy is going to be chayev if the first guy didn't make a pit big enough to kill somebody. But if the first guy did, I mean, like, he made it 10 tefachim, so I feel the Rabbanan Modi the Kulachayav, and everybody would agree, or the Chachamim would even agree that all of them are Chayav. I've asir v'kied, the Ka'avid Kama Shir Misa v'katani Achron Chayav. But what do you mean? The second case, right, said that, again, the first case was that he made 10, then 20, then 30. So all of them made enough of a shir, so they've been masking that everybody be Chayav. But the second case, right, what do you mean? We said that's the Chachamim also. The first guy made it 10 tefachim. The second guy, right, what's it called? Kind of shrunk the airspace, but the Brisa says that the second one is chayev, not the first one. So what do you mean that the chachamim would be mechayev you as long as you made enough of a pit to kill somebody? In the second Brisa, you also have that, and we see the first guy's potter. So they said, Hasam shalo haya bo hevel lemisa. No, the first guy didn't make it that there would be enough hevel, right, to kill the animal, and then when this guy kind of plastered the walls and make it all pretty and stuff, right, he shrunk the airspace, and then there's more hevel, so the first guy actually didn't make a shear to kill the animal. Some people say, no, that Amar Zvid Hava HaRebbe, that actually both of them are Rebbe. Shapir, right, the first price that says 10 to 20 to 30, all of them are chayev, so that works. Rebbe says that all of them, excuse me, are going to be chayiv. How does Gatani Achron chayiv in the second brisa? Right, when we say that only the second guy is chayiv, not the first. Right, the first case, the first guy dug a pit that did not have enough hevel, did not have enough bad air, either to kill the animal or to make it sick or injured. And then ba'acher, and the second guy, the host of hevel, bein lemisa bein lezaken. Right, he made enough hevel to either kill the animal or damage it. Amar Rav Rava said, "Hinech Evan Alpi Bor." We have a bunch of shilas that can end up with a teku. Is this the first one? No, just kidding. That's the next one. That's the next one. Never mind. We'll get to that in a second. First of all, before we get to there, Amar Rava says, "Hinech Evan Alpi Habor." Person puts a pit Nope, it doesn't put a pit. It puts a stone, a rock, on the mouth of a pit. Now, it doesn't mean on the mouth of a pit. What it means is, right, it sounds like it, I'll be bored, that he covered the pit with a stone, but that's not what it means. It means that let's lead to the next two words, Veishlima la'asara, and ended up making a 10. Basically, if you can imagine, there's a pit that's 9 tefachim tall, and then at the edge of the pit, you put a rock that serves as a ledge, looking over the pit, and now, if you're standing on the rock, now the bottom of the pit is now 10 tefachim beneath the top of the rock. So that's Bani L'Machogos Rebbe Rabbanon. That is the Machogos Rebbe the Rabbanon. Just like someone digs 9 and someone else digs 1 more at the end. So too, if the pit is 9 and someone adds 1 at the top. So Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. So Gemara says, no. You might have thought, Lamatahu, that the Machogos is only if a guy dug another Tevach at the bottom. Dehevli Dedeka Kadalei, because now it's his bad air, his hevel that killed the animal. Avalamala, but if you added a level up top, the low hevel did they cut, but it's not his bad air, but it's the other guy's bad air, right, at the bottom. Hey, well, you might have thought that's not the machlokas, therefore, Kamash Malan, he tells us that it is the machlokas. By Rav, now we have the kashas that end up with a teku. Rav asks the following shayla. Tam tevach, right, vesilek avonov. Guy, right, he filled in the tenth tefach, and then right someone else took away right the tefach again, meaning that it was 9 tefachim. Guy dug another 10 tefach, and then he put in dirt to make it 9 again. And then the guy removed the dirt or the stone or whatever that he had put to make it back to 9. Now the bore is 10. So Mao, what's the din? Mina mina my David shakle. What do we say that again? He originally took away what he had done. So now the second guy took away. Right, the rocks or the extra dirt to make it 10 again. So now the second guy is Chayev. Oh, Dilmar, maybe it's not Kumaisa Rishon, but Kamala the Kuli Bershuze. Well, all the way around. Meaning, do we say that? Hold on one second. I'm sorry, I mistranslated a little bit. That, in the case where, hold on one second, sorry. Where did I? Yeah, so this is Rashi. Yeah, so Tam Tevach, right? What's that case? Hachofer Bortes. Guy digs a pit of 9 Tevachim. Ve'achar Eshlimi La'asara. Right? And then the second guy, right? Let's say Shimon makes it 10. Ve'chazer Acharon Ve'sosam Umili Afor Oso Tevach She'ozev. And then they fill up, right, the 10th Tevach and make it 9. Right? And then that's, so what's the deal? What's the din? I mean, as Rashi points out, we're talking about Nezikin because now it's only a 9 Tevach pit. So me and Rina and my David Shakli, do we say that what he did was taken away, and therefore it goes back to the first guy who dug the 9 tefach pit, right? Even though theoretically, again, if they had left the extra tefach, and it would have been 10, so there would have been the second guy's chiyuv. But since that now filled in, now it goes back to the guy who dug the 9. Odom, or maybe nistalka ma'isharishon v'kam alikuli b'shusei. Maybe that when the guy made it 10, the first guy is gone. The first guy is completely gone. And now the pit is completely in his rishus. And the fact that he brought it back to 9, that's nice. So now you have a boar that can only injure a cow and not kill it. But that's still the second guy's pits. Therefore, Gemara says, Teku, Tishbi Teretz Kushri Bas, Mitzvah Shem Elio, and Avi will answer that for us. Amar Abba Baruch Hanam Amar Shmuel Bar Marta. Bor Shmona, Umehem Shnei Tvachim Maim. Right, let's say you have a pit that's 8 tefachim deep, and you have 2 tefachim, and not that it makes to 10, but 2 of the 8. So you have 6 air, and 2 of the tefachim are filled with water. And then, so the Gemara says, chayiv. So my time, why is the guy going to be chayiv? Right, because that doesn't make sense. So kol tevach demaya ketrei biyabashadami. Because he says, every tefach of water, every tefach of water is like 2 tefachim of no water. So apparently, right, it creates enough hevel that since even though there's 8 tefachim, if it has 2 tefachim of water, right, that's going to add the 2 tefachim and make it into a pit of 10. So you might do that's following shayla. Bor tishah mehem tevach echad mayim. Right, mao. What about, right, if you have 9 tefach deep, right, and you have 1 tefach of water. Right, mao. Is that the same as 8 and 2? Right, miyam rinan kevin dolo fishin maya les behevla. Do we say that since it's not so much water, it's not, again, the ratio, right, of if it's an 8 tefach pit and 2 tefach water, right, that's, the ratio is less of water to airspace by a case of 9 to 1, right? Again, in the 8 to 2, right? So there's 6 and 2. and by the 9 tefach pit with the 1 tefach water, it's 8 to 1. So, Odel came to Amik Tvei, right, East Bay Hevla, or maybe do we say that since the pit is deeper, right, there is, you know, they have the same amount of bad air, the same amount of Hevel. Bor, or and also, Bor Shiva Mehem Shloshat Tvachim Mayim, but what about 7 and 3? Ma'o, what's it did? Mir Mina came to Fishin Mayim Tvei, East Bay Hevla, do we say that since there's even more water, there's even more bad air? Odel maybe came to Amikalei, Bay Hevla, right, since, oh, do we say since it's not as deep, right, it's not. It's only 7 tefachim deep, so then it doesn't have as much bad air. So again, teku, right, we don't have an answer for that. Okay, let's get to the next. Yeah, let's get to the next two dots, and we'll call for today. By my name, Rav Shimzi Mirava. Rav Shimzi asked the Rava, "Herchiva mahu? What if you made it wider? What do you mean? Well, that means if you made the pit wider at the top, right? That it's the same. Let's say 10 tefach pit, but they made the top of it wider now. So now you're going to be chayiv." The Gemara says, "Amalei hare miyat hevla." Well, on the one hand, right, he reduced the bad air because now you have, right, more room on the top for it to escape. Amalei adarabo. So he said back to him, right, "What do you mean hare kiriv hezeka?" Right, he made the damage closer, meaning because now it's easier for the shore, right, to fall into the pit because there's more of a mouth, right, to the pit. So Alam Ravashi, so they said the name of Ravashi, next on him. So we see, doesn't need any great chidushim here. You check out what happened. Right, Ibe Hevla Mace, if the animal died because of the Hevel, Hare Meid Hevla. Right, he made the Hevel less, so therefore that guy's going to be potter. But Ibe Chamata Mace, if he died because of the impact, so then Hare Kiriv Hezeka, right, then he brought it closer because of the Chora, right, he made the animal more liable, more possible, more able to fall into the pit. Igadamri, some people say, I'm Ravashi, next day Anand, that Ravashi said we should analyze like this. Right? Ime, he gisa nafal. If he fell from the side, which he made the pit, the mouth wider, so then fine. Hare kerev hezeka. Then he made it, the damage closer, meaning he made it more easier for the animal to fall in, and he's going to be chayiv. Vime, idiach gisa nafal. But if he fell from the other side, sere hare mea tevla, we say that no. What do you mean? He made the bad air, right, easier for the bad air to get out, and then he's going to be potter. A little bit more. Itmar, it was said, borsh umka karachva. If you have a pit that's a square, that it's omka, it's omek, its depth is just as like its width. Rabbi Rav Yosef Amar Tevaya Meshmei De Rabbi Bar Chana Amar Meshmei De Rabbi Mani Chad Amar Min Machlokas. Rabbi, one of them says, right, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, right, La Olam Yish Behevel, right, Achei Rachva Yeser Me Omka Yeser Al Omka. One of them says, there's always Hevel unless the width, right, is greater than the depth, meaning that if it's wider, then it is deep. One of them says, one of them says, there's no hevel unless the depth, right, is greater than the width, meaning that it is deeper, or greater that it is wide. Meaning that everybody's masking, that if it's deeper than it's wide, then it has the hevel. The shaila is, what about, right, when it is exactly a square, right, and that is and that's the machlokas between the two of them. Okay, we'll call it here, and we'll go back to the Hilchos Shabbos tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.